to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Southern California should start seeing some relief today from growing days of relentless rain. The ground saturated, and ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles says there are more concerns about even more mudslides.
It's still raining this morning. It hasn't stopped raining since Sunday afternoon. In less than 3 days, areas of L.A. have received around a foot of rain. Typically, L.A. gets about 14 inches of rain all year, so three-quarters of L.A.'s typical yearly rain has fallen in 2 days. After parking over Southern California, finally today, the storm begins moving east.
King Charles said to have called both his sons on learning of his cancer diagnosis. He is undergoing treatment now. Prince Harry believed to be on his way to London. The immigration bill took 4 months to craft and has the support of both parties. Doesn't appear to be going anywhere, though. Senate Republicans emerging from a closed-door huddle last night saying they would filibuster it. Impeachment vote today in the House for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. This is ABC News. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley now asking for more protection.
Republican Nikki Haley's campaign applying for Secret Service protection, something that normally doesn't happen until a candidate becomes their party's nominee. Haley's team saying she needed the extra security due to threats she received during the campaign. A panel that includes the DHS secretary and House and Senate leaders will decide whether she gets the additional protection.
That's ABC's Andy Field in Washington. New measures from Meta, the company behind Facebook and Instagram, to help users, they say, spot AI-generated pictures amid concerns about deep fakes in an election year. Meta President of Global Affairs Nick Clegg tells ABC News in an exclusive interview, if someone uses one of its tools to create a picture,
we will put in the bottom left-hand corner a little watermark which says that it has been produced by AI so that you know it's not a normal photograph.
Says if the image was generated somewhere else and shared on Facebook, the company will try to tag it. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Visit Bader Sports Center for all your ice fishing needs. Stock up on live bait and grab some Stormy Cromer apparel for the entire family. Check out great deals on compound bows and save on last year model crossbows. Try before you buy in their in-store archery range. Explore custom-built burnt-out decor and unique metal art, along with Jackson Louis candies, Deer Creek Angus, and more. Inside Bader Sports Center on South Lake Avenue in Phillips, Wisconsin, next to Pick and Save. Open Saturday until 6 and Sundays from 8 to 1. Visit their Facebook for more.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Milwaukee man and three other men from Illinois are going to federal prison for stealing more than $11 million in COVID-19 relief money. Aziz Hassan Bey and three other men claim to be from the fake country of Al-Maroc. They set up a phony consulate in Milwaukee and claimed a lot of benefits during the pandemic, which they used to pay for lavish lifestyles. Congress is one step closer to helping low-income families get a bigger break on their taxes. Policy experts say a new expansion of the child tax credit would curb poverty. Tim Smeeting is a retired economist at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
You can pay heating bills that you've let go because you know that the utility won't shut you off.
A bill to revive the expanded child tax credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption is not guaranteed. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Community events are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land? cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Packers making more coaching changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers making moves on their defensive coaching staff after firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. Gone are linebackers coach Kirk Olivandotti and defensive back coach Greg Williams. They have hired a new defensive line coach, Vince Ogabasi, replacing Jerry Montgomery, who had held that position since 2015. Ogabasi has connections to the 49ers and served with the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, at Boston College. Last night at Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes asked about his father's most recent arrest in Texas over the weekend, charged with drunk driving.
It's a family matter, so I'll just keep it to the family, and that's all I really have to say at this point.
It's his father's third offense. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip winding down. They're in Phoenix against the Suns tonight. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers slipped from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation after those back-to-back losses. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, girls basketball last night, Mellon top Bayfield 56-23. It was the Butternut girls defeating Washburn 64-55. Prentice girls beat Northland Lutheran 59-39. Abbotsford top Rib Lake 51-32. The Lakeland girls, they beat Mosinee 70-47. It was Medford falling in their contest to Rhinelander 57-53. And the Tomahawk girls get a 50-34 win last night over Tri-County. Price County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow, Wednesday, the 7th day of February, are serving up chicken stew tomorrow. Stew veggies, along with biscuits, coleslaw, and a fruit bar. All your meals include bread, butter, and milk. Any questions you may have or to order your meal from Price County Senior Dining, 715-339-2158. Connexus Credit Union in Phillips is proud to be a sponsor of the Logger United Booster Club. They are a member-focused cooperative that is proud to return the profits to member owners through high yields for checking accounts, deposit products, as well as competitive rates. Connexus Credit Union, located at 114 South Avon Avenue in Phillips.
Progressive asked, what do an escaped leopard?
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We are going to have a mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high of 46 this afternoon. Our wind out of the south at about 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 48. Then on Thursday, a little bit of light rain with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hotshot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride.
selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the all-new OutdoorNews.com. Have an important Wisconsin natural resources issue on your mind that you think the DNR should resolve? Well, Badger State residents are invited to participate in the Wisconsin Conservation Congress resolution process. I'll tell you how you can get involved when we return. But first, like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles, up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today. Welcome back. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress invites all Wisconsinites to take part in its annual spring hearing process. The Congress is an independent organization that advises the State Natural Resources Board and the DNR on how to responsibly manage Badger State natural resources. Each year, residents have an opportunity to submit ideas as resolutions to the Conservation Congress. Citizens can submit proposed resolutions via an online process now through February 26th. Resolutions must meet the following criteria. The concern must be of statewide impact. It must be practical, achievable, and reasonable. And the concern must be within the mission and vision of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. Citizens can submit up to 2 resolutions per year. For more details and to submit a resolution, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Annual Spring Hearing and Public Input Opportunity. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. Can't call him sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong.
station that matters.
98Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior?
Yeah.
tells me when you start to dance, maybe it's turning to a we should probably get up out of here. Oh, baby, I swear I can feel it in the air. I can feel it in the air. Say, I can feel it in the air. I can feel it.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Country, sunshine abound and mid upper 40s again today. Very nice day around the Northwoods. You know that the warm weather and sunshine is here when I look at my buck schedule, and at the very top of my buck schedule I see a lady beetle that may or may not be alive. Let me see here. It's moving. It might be alive. Hang on, let me shoot this baby up. There we go. It's always a sign that warm weather's coming today when you see a lady beetle randomly. It could be on the side of your coffee cup, could be on the side of your face, to be on the side of your little sister's face. Don't slap her. So all that indications. Today we mourn the loss of Toby. Toby Keith, 62. He had cancer. 18 months he's been battling this. And did it very privately. We were hoping that maybe, you know, he would come out of it, stomach cancer, but did not. So we will continue to play some Toby Keith songs here this morning in honor of country legend Toby Keith. We're going to do some birthdays. If you have a birthday today and you'd like to be in for the cake drawing, raise your hand. How many radio stations, TV stations do you know anywhere that give away a free cake valued at about $20 every single week? Every week, every Friday, and it's for the good folks at Super One here in Park Falls that provide that. We thank them. So get us your birthdays. You don't have to call it. You can email, just quick email and say, hey, you know, who's so-and-so's birthday this Friday, WCQM@civicmedia.us. And then every Friday we give away the cake. We'll run through our birthday celebrants next. If you got somebody for today that you want to wish, 715-762-3221. We'll run through our local end celebrity birthdays after our twice an hour look at the news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Southern California should start seeing some relief today from growing days of relentless rain. The ground saturated, and ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles says there are more concerns about even more mudslides.
It's still raining this morning. It hasn't stopped raining since Sunday afternoon. In less than 3 days, areas of L.A. have received around a foot of rain. Typically, L.A. gets about 14 inches of rain all year, so three-quarters of L.A.'s typical yearly rain has fallen in 2 days. After parking over Southern California, finally today, the storm begins moving east.
King Charles said to have called both his sons on learning of his cancer diagnosis. He is undergoing treatment now. Prince Harry believed to be on his way to London. The immigration bill took 4 months to craft and has the support of both parties. Doesn't appear to be going anywhere, though. Senate Republicans emerging from a closed-door huddle last night saying they would filibuster it. Impeachment vote today in the House for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers are taking steps to stop artificial intelligence from influencing this year's elections. A bill in the assembly would mean a $1,000 fine on political ads that use AI but don't disclose it.
I think it's very important that people be able to trust what they see and what they hear, and that's why we want to have a simple disclaimer on the campaign ad so people know when artificial intelligence is being used.
Representative Adam Nealon on WISN-TV's Up Front. There's only about a month left for people in Wisconsin facing foreclosure to get money from a state program. The Wisconsin Help for Homeowners program will stop taking applications after March 8th. The program offers up to $40,000 to help eligible people who are behind on bills like mortgage payments or property taxes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Packers making defensive changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers revamping their defensive coaching staff under new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley, who has hired Vince Ogabasi as the new defensive line coach, replacing Jerry Montgomery. Ogabasi worked for Hafley at Boston College. Last night at the Super Bowl, players and coaches asked a lot of out-of-the-box questions at opening night. Of course, Travis Kelce asked about girlfriend Taylor Swift.
She seems to be enjoying the games. She's a part of Chiefs Kingdom right now. It's fun seeing her enjoy the game of football, knowing that it's kind of new to her life.
The Chiefs' Andy Reid, asked by comedian Carrot Top about his secrets for his body shape and energy.
Yeah, lots of cheeseburgers.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip continues tonight in Phoenix against the Suns. College basketball, the Badgers slipped from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation. They're on the road tomorrow afternoon in Ann Arbor against the Michigan Wolverines. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Boys basketball last night, Cooper Mikulski tossed in 23 points for the sophomore and 15 for A.J. Morgan, the senior, but it wasn't enough as the Rib Lake boys beat Shawamigan last night. 68-57, the Prentice boys were in action last night. They beat Northland Lutheran 89-47. Phillips boys win at Gilman Non-Conference 71-25. Winter over Prairie Farm 90-61. And Tri-County was a winner over the Tomahawk boys last night 77-65.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using hair volume from New Nordic. Look for hair volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Navage provides quick, drug-free nasal relief this time of year when everyone is sick. Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just gonna eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! Frank it up! This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Birthdays, if you're celebrating here on this sixth day of February, here's some celebrities that get to share your day with you. Lone Star singer Richie McDonald is celebrating a 62nd birthday today. Robert Townsend, the actor, director, producer, writer, 67 today. Kathy Najimy, N-A-J-I-M-Y. Veteran actress. TV credits include Veep, Veronica's Closet, King of the Hill, 67 for Kathy today. Bob Marley, although he never had a top 40 single in America, the Jamaican singer, songwriter, and guitarist was reggae's leading pioneer, strong political voice, and a global superstar. After surviving an assassination attempt, he died of cancer back in 1981, leaving his children and wife to carry on his work. Bob Marley, born on this day, 1945. Tom Brokaw, former NBC News anchorman, author, often is impersonated by people because he had a tendency to draw out his owls. Tom Brokaw, not good joke. But he's 84 today, and he's still going at it. I think he's still doing a little bit of work, isn't he? I mean, not much, but I thought I saw him a few places doing some anchor stuff. Mike Farrell, TV actor from MASH and Providence, 85 today. Rip Torn, remember him? You got to be a little bit older to remember Rip Torn. Received a Best Supporting Actor Oscar in 1984 for Cross Creek and many other notables, including The Larry Sanders Show, 30 Rock, and movies like Wonder Boys, Men in Black. Rip Torn, born on this day, 1931, passed in 2019. Real name is Elmore, by the way. Patrick McNee, the dapper English actor who played John Steed, on the original British TV series of The Avengers. Patrick McNee, born on this day, 1922, passed in 2015. The much married nine times Zsa Zsa Gabor, the Hungarian American actress and socialite, made a career of just being a celebrity long before reality TV threw that door wide open. She married Conrad Hilton, great grandfather of Paris Hilton. She had an affair with his stepson, who later married Liz Taylor. Just look on Wikipedia. Her real name is Gabor Sari, S-A-R-I, and Zsa Zsa Gabor, the 70s talk shows. She was all over that stuff. Quite a personality. President Ronald Reagan, born on this day, 40th president of the United States, from 81 to 89. Previous governor of California, movie star before that, sportscaster, union leader, TV host. Born on this day, 1911, we lost President Reagan back in 2004. And George Herman Ruth, Babe Ruth, the Sultan of SWAT, baseball Hall of Famer, New York Yankee legend, and source of the long-believed Red Sox curse because they trade him, Curse of the Bambino. In my youth, it was always, is anybody going to beat the 714 of Babe Ruth? Anybody going to get it? Hammer and Hank finally did. I think Hank's birthday was yesterday. So, Babe Ruth, George Herman, born on this day, 1895. He passed in 1948.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and warm today. As winds are gusting out of the south up to 20 miles per hour, it's surging our high temperatures to flirting with 50. We stay cloudy tomorrow into the upper 40s, and rain rolls in on Thursday. Right now, it's 25 degrees.
Weather update brought to you by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Okay, you ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
Q Country.
Billy man, come on. 6 o'clock news says somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street. And crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys. You gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune. Hold on. We both know
get your pretty little head on my shoulder and get close. Girl, you know I love the way you slip your hand under my shirt, then it's over. Go slow. We both know that road that we're going down. Right now, all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two-lane, we cutting through the night. Got your eyes.
At 8:46, it's 14 before 9. Each Tuesday, we talk a little bit about your money, and we've got Mr. Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Consultants to do just that. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you today?
Oh, how can we not be good? Beautiful little crescent slivery moon greeted me this morning at 5:30, and temperatures mid-upper 40s. Life is good.
Yeah, it definitely feels like spring, no doubt.
Yeah, people can, if they can't afford to go to the Super Bowl, Matt, they can just go out in their backyard, play a little flag football back there. That'll be a lot cheaper than going to Vegas for the Super Bowl. So,
absolutely.
$10,000 $10,000 a ticket. How about that?
Oh, man. It's an expensive football game up there.
It is expensive, you betcha. All right. Well, before we start talking a little bit about tax time, which it is, we want to make sure people are aware that we have three convenient locations at, for folks to meet up with you guys at Pioneer Financial, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's kind of what I want to start today with. And I wanted to go back, actually, I think I briefly mentioned this during our first radio show of the year. And kind of goes with the, our locations kind of go with the same theme, but the Pioneer Financial name actually comes from our family farm in Ribble Lake. It's been in our family since 1890, actually, and really? It was always known as the Krieger Pioneer Farm.
Very cool.
So kind of a cool story there, and it's a question I've gotten quite a bit, actually, as well. And so that's where the name comes from, and kind of sticking with that heritage theme, I guess, we like you said, we have two additional locations besides just in Medford. The first being in Phillips at 297 North Lake Avenue in Phillips. And this building is certainly special to me, as it was my grandma's house. So I've spent many nights growing up in that building, and clearly many fond memories as well.
Yeah. And the other locations, you said in Phillips, and the other ones are located... Yep.
And then in Hawkins as well at 625 Ellingson Avenue. And although this building wasn't a family member's building per se that I went to growing up, Hawkins is certainly a special place. And that is where my stepdad grew up, and just down the street from our office there. And we've had many family members that work basically across the parking lot at the window factory at Geldwin.
Oh, yeah.
Down there in Hawkins, so certainly some family ties to both, and we're excited to have both of those open right now by appointment only, but grand opening dates coming soon as well.
All right, very good. Well, it's tax time, Matt. We hate to break it to people, but they got to start thinking about it here, right?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And what I want to talk about today, Joel, was how income taxes work. Kind of a general overview, because I think it's something that. Obviously, we all do each year, but don't necessarily, you know exactly how it all works.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get some basic stuff, at least start gathering documents and get our minds pointed toward tax time here anyway.
Right, right. So the Internal Revenue Service, or the IRS, estimates that taxpayers and businesses spend about 8 billion hours a year complying with tax filing requirements. To put this into perspective, if all this work were done by a single company, it would need about 4 million full-time employees, and it would certainly be one of the largest industries in the United States. As complex as the details of taxes can be, the income tax process is fairly straightforward. However, the majority of Americans would rather not spend time with the process, which explains why more than half hire a tax professional to assist in their annual filing. So, getting started, the tax process starts with income, and generally, most income received is taxable. A taxpayer's gross income includes income from work, investments, interest, pensions, as well as all other sources. The income from all these sources is added together to arrive at the taxpayer's gross income. And I know a lot of the documents that people receive right now, whether W-2s, 1099s, things like that, are detailing the income that a person receives.
Right, okay.
Some things that are not considered income include gifts, inheritance, workers' compensation benefits, welfare benefits, or cash rebates from a dealer or a manufacturer.
Okay.
So, as I mentioned, we have our gross income. And from gross income, adjustments are subtracted. These adjustments may include retirement plan contributions, half of self-employment, and some other items. The result of that number from those adjustments is called what's called your adjusted gross income.
Okay.
And from the adjusted gross income, deductions are subtracted. With deductions, taxpayers have two choices, the standard deduction or itemized deductions. The standard deduction amounts varies based on your filing status. So I kept just a couple of the standard deductions. For a married couple filing jointly, the standard deduction is $27,700 for the year. While someone that's a single filer, the standard deduction is $13,850.
Okay.
So like I said, people have the choice of either that standard deduction or itemizing their deductions. And itemized deductions can include state and local taxes, charitable contributions, the interest on home mortgage, and certain unreimbursed job expenses, among other things. Keep in mind that there are limits on the amount of state and local taxes that can be deducted. And once deductions have been subtracted, the result is taxable income. Taxable income then leads to gross tax liability. But unfortunately, Joel, it's not quite over yet.
There's more. There's always more with the IRS tax codes.
And any tax credits are then subtracted from the gross tax liability. Taxpayers may receive credits for a variety of items, including energy-saving improvements. The result after tax credits are included is a taxpayer's net tax. And there is kind of that amount that then we owe the federal government. And understanding how the process works is one thing. Doing it is certainly quite another.
Yeah. And going through that process, some people's taxes matter very simple. They can do it themselves. But seeking the help of a tax professional is pretty important, because if you miss one or two things, that can be pretty costly, can't it?
Yes, absolutely. You certainly recommend getting the advice of a professional. Is like you said, one or two mistakes, it can be very costly.
Yeah, and most tax preparers, it's not that expensive to do it. So plus peace of mind that it's done right, that 3 years down the road, you're not going to get a letter from the IRS saying, hey, what about this?
Yep, and I think that what you said there, peace of mind, is certainly one of the most important parts there, that it's not something that you'll be as worried about, at least by using a professional and making sure everything is done correctly.
Right. And on your side there, Matt, with, financial planning and all that and such, there are this is a very important time of the year. for people who have the 401ks and all that stuff, because there's deadlines where you have to have make certain contributions by certain dates. Otherwise, you're tax liable for it. Could be the number could be vary a lot depending on how you move that money around, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's something that we certainly have conversations about with clients to make sure we're taking advantage of the appropriate deductions and things like that, things of that nature. And that goes with an entire plan and what works best over the long term.
Right, right. All right. Well, if folks want to sit down and just have a chat with you about planning for the future, whatever it may be, maybe they're, we've mentioned this before, we've been doing this show for a lot of years. There's some people I'm sure that have 401ks that are listening right now that have absolutely no idea what they're invested in. I'm sure you hear about that a lot too, Matt, right?
Yeah, we actually hear that. That's quite common, no doubt.
I have no idea, but that's what you guys do. You get people informed, you sit down, and education is power, and they can always reach out to you for that free initial consultation, right, Matt?
Yep, absolutely. Our phone number is 715-748-3231.
All right, 715-748-3231. Start thinking about taxes at least a little bit. I have the stack of tax papers. I haven't made action yet, but they are there. So I got to start anyway. So
right. Yep. Oh, absolutely. I think I'm certainly in the same boat.
Yeah. All right, Matt. Always good to talk to you. We'll chat with you next Tuesday again, okay?
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Joel. Have a good week.
You bet. Matthew Krieger, he's with Pioneer Financial Consultants and joins us each Tuesday morning at 8:45 to talk about all kinds of various aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. WFS is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of WFS.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Taryn Spacek, the new owner of Spacek's Car Wash in Phillips, is running an automatic car wash special. Get $3 off the ultimate car wash through February. The new soaps and polishes at Spacek's Car Wash are awesome for restoring your vehicle's shine. New features coming soon will include a credit card option for all bays. Thank you for doing business locally. Spacek's Car Wash. The road to clean starts there. Highway 13 in Phillips.
Northwoods Realty and Property Management are proud to be a Logger United Booster Club sponsor. You can count on their team of realty experts to come through for every member of your family, even your visiting family. Visit northwoodswi.com.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads, natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press, and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
98Q Country.
About your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes and the run in your hose. And God knows we're gonna talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile. But every once in a while, I wanna talk about me.